Step 3. Once you have decided to get a grip on your anger, learn to notice the last-minute warning your body gives you, accepted responsibility for the way you react, and withdrawn the permissions you have been giving yourself to react angrily, you need to make a list of your red zones and anger triggers. Think of red zones as anger, frustration, and hurt minefields. Situations where you're at a higher risk of hitting an anger trigger and reacting aggressively. Red zones are the where, when, and around who of anger. Where, when, and around who do you tend to get angry? Here are some examples of red zones. When visiting or being visited by your least favourite relative, you're entering a red zone, a minefield of potential anger triggers. Here are some other red zone examples. Any place or situation where you have lost it in the past. When driving. When running late. When doing a job you don't want to do. Other examples of red zones. Any situation where you risk being refused what you want. Getting ready time in the morning. Meal times with the children. When you're around anybody you don't like. When having to wait in a queue. What are your red zones? When are you more likely to run into an anger trigger? Having identified your red zones, you need to then identify your anger triggers. Anger triggers are the things you have given yourself permission to respond to aggressively. They are the landmines lurking in your red zones. Anger triggers are the specific things that trigger an angry, frustrated, or hurt response from you. Triggers are flashpoints, specific things you have reacted angrily to in the past. To identify your anger triggers, think about the things that have provoked an angry response in the past. Common triggers are unfair criticism, false accusations, disrespect, people not taking notice of what you said. When people, or your children, don't do as they're told. Other common triggers are ingratitude, helplines that don't, computer problems, being treated like an idiot, other people's bad driving. And when someone won't hurry up when you're running late. Or won't see your point of view. Or maybe when somebody stares at you or your partner. when someone looks down their nose at you, when someone jumps a queue. These are examples of common anger triggers. What are your anger triggers? And what are your red zones, where you're most likely to run into one or more of those anger triggers? Red zone and anger trigger awareness is vitally important for these reasons. Reason one, planning. So you can think about how you want to be when you next enter any of your red zones or hit any particular anger trigger. Two, preparation. So you can visualize how you want to be when you next enter any particular red zone or hit one of your anger triggers. Track 10 of this album is a guided visualization to help you to plan how to handle your red zones and anger triggers calmly. 3. So you can learn to notice when you're entering a red zone and remind yourself of how you've decided you want to be when in that zone if you feel yourself getting angry. Step 5 teaches you how to make use of your red zone and anger trigger awareness. But first you need to listen to track 9, which teaches a self-calming breathing method which will enable you to feel calmer whenever you choose. You need to identify your red zones and anger triggers before going any further with this program.